Nolte, National Review's top troll demands Roger Stone die in prison. By John Nolte on February 13, 2020. National Review's troll-in-chief, Kevin Williamson, is calling for Roger Stone to be thrown in prison for 50 years, which is a literal death sentence for the 67-year-old. How does a once prestigious, influential, and respected publication collapse to a point where it's reduced to trolling like this and using the life, the actual life, of an elderly, first-time, non-violent offender as bait? You know, I have failed in my life. More than once. And I'm not saying that each and every time I've handled that failure with the utmost dignity, but come on. Here's National Review, a failing publication, devolving into a spiteful and desperate hate organization, devolving into a bitter drowning man determined to take everyone he hates down with him. This is just pathetic. Not just the desperate and trollish cry for desperate and trollish clicks, but to be so bitter, neurotic, and small you publicly and shamelessly call for someone to die in prison because of his political beliefs. Here's the Never Trump, sore loser's fake rationale. Crimes committed by politically powerful people in the service of politically powerful people corrupt our system of government and undermine faith in our institutions. They should be punished much more harshly than, say, selling a couple of grams of cocaine. Oh, my bad. I had no idea this was all based on my principles. You see, National Review has principles, and those principles demand a 67-year-old, nonviolent, first-time offender gets 50 years in prison for one, lying to Congress, something deep staters like James Clapper have done without so much as a reprimand. 2. Tampering with a witness who says he was not really tampered with. And 3. Impeding a congressional investigation into a hoax. My principles. My principles. My principles. Except. I just completed a good faith search at National Review for those my principles to be applied to James A. Wolfe, and I came up with, well, bupkis. For those who don't know, Wolfe is the former head of security for the Senate Intelligence Committee and a deep state anti-Trumper who was charged with leaking classified information to a New York Times reporter who apparently traded sex for anti-Trump scoops. He was also charged with lying to the FBI on 3 occasions. He eventually pleaded guilty to one charge of lying and was sentenced to, wait for it, 8 weeks in prison. 8 weeks, y'all. 8. Where were my principles then? If Wolfe doesn't fall into National Review's lofty and vital category of crimes committed by politically powerful people in the service of politically powerful people corrupt our system of government and undermine faith in our institutions, who the hell does? And yet, not a word, not a sound, not a peep from these cucks demanding a 50-year prison sentence, or even a 1-year prison sentence for Wolf. So whatever my principles are over at the buzzing insect that is National Review, we know those my principles do not include equal application of the law, smearing Catholic high school boys, taking money from Google and then defending Google without disclosing you took money, attempting to rehabilitate billionaire child rapist Jeffrey Epstein, which, I'm sure, had nothing to do with a faltering outlet looking for a handout. Oh, and did you see what I did there? I provided links to back up my criticism, something else National Review can't bring itself to do. Yesterday, I wrote at length about the Roger Stone case, about the brazen injustice of the 4 corrupt prosecutors who thankfully resigned. But because I at least put some effort into being principled, I made it clear that I do believe Stone does deserve some prison time. Not the 7 to 9 years demanded by those corrupt prosecutors, but some time. Also, and you can Google this, I never wrote a word demanding Wolf receive more prison time than 8 weeks. In fact, I said nothing about Wolf's sentence. You know why? Because for all my flaws, I am not some angry, partisan, sore losing goddamn monster out to see people annihilated, especially by way of government power, and that includes scumbags like Wolf. And let me close by saying God bless President Trump for having the moral courage to point out the obscene abuse of prosecutor power being directed at Roger Stone. It's an outrage, and Trump knew he would take flaming arrows for pointing this out, and did so anyway. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.